RNZ Pacific, kia ora ana. I'm Weretuilepa Taylor with the news. A securities studies professor in Aotearoa says the leaked Tonga Foreign Ministry document revealing frustrations with Australia and New Zealand's geopolitical tensions with China is not a surprise. The five-page document, obtained by the ABC, alleges Australia and New Zealand tried to rally Pacific nations to pressure Solomon Islands into not signing a security agreement with Beijing. Massey University Professor Anna Poles says it's no secret that Pacific governments are annoyed.
I don't think that the sentiments expressed will surprise anyone in the region, because we've certainly heard similar comments made over the years regarding frustrations towards Australia and New Zealand and the way in which the two countries sometimes conduct themselves in the region.
A nuclear policy expert says Pacific Island states should join forces with Asia to hold North Korea and the United States to account. As regional tensions rise in the Indo-Pacific, many countries are increasing their inventories of short to immediate range missile systems, including the US military. An Asia-Pacific and nuclear policy expert, Ankit Panda, says the US's newest long-range hypersonic missile system could soon be deployed to Guam.
Pacific Island states that do have concerns about the intensifying geopolitical storm that's brewing in Asia were to come together and identify the sources of what they see as geopolitical unease. But that can actually have an effect of building pressure potentially that could then create greater incentives for China and the United States to engage in these talks.
In Aotearoa, New Zealand, a private member's bill will restore entitlement to New Zealand citizenship for a group of Samoans born between 1924 and 1949, if it passes. The bill is due to have its first reading on Wednesday. Green Party MP Te Anautui Ono's Restoring Citizenship Removed by Citizenship Act 1982 bill was drawn in August last year. He says it addresses outrageous circumstances.
The Privy Council recognised the citizenship of a group of New Zealand citizens. The government then unilaterally took away the citizenship rights of those Samoan citizens. So what my bill does is, first of all, remove that stain from our legislative books and then also sets up a pathway for citizenship.
New figures from the EU's Copernicus Service extends the world's run of record-breaking air temperatures to 10 consecutive months. The average was 0.1 Celsius above the previous high set in 2016, a significant margin by global standards. The BBC's Justin Rawlett has more.
This sequence of record monthly temperatures has got many climate scientists worried. They agree on the cause, the huge quantities of planet-warming gases humanity has been pumping into the atmosphere. And in recent months, an El Niño event that began in the tropical Pacific in June last year and peaked in December. El Niño is weakening now, so temperatures are expected to ease back. If that doesn't happen, then some scientists fear we could be entering a new phase of more rapid warming.
A deadly bird flu strain that's killing millions of seabirds has spread further through Antarctica. The strain was first detected on the continent 2 months ago and has now been found in new locations. The ABC's Meg Whitfield reports.
The first case of the highly pathogenic avian influenza on the Antarctic mainland was confirmed in February. An international team of scientists have now identified further spread in Antarctica, with 4 new locations where the virus is present confirmed along the Trinity Peninsula in the icy continent's northern Weddell Sea area. Expedition leader and wildlife biologist from Federation University, Dr. Megan Dewar, says it must be taken seriously.
We're very, very concerned of the impact that it will have on many of the wildlife species.
Millions of birds have already been wiped out by the virus across the globe.
The Papua New Guinea government will soon offer visa on arrival for Philippine passport holders. PNG's Foreign Affairs Minister Justin Kachinko made the announcement at a joint press conference with the Philippines Foreign Affairs Secretary Enrique Manolo in Manila recently. Papua New Guineans travelling to the Philippines currently access visa on arrival. The Philippines has a large diaspora in PNG, numbering nearly 30,000 Filipino workers, permanent residents and naturalised PNG citizens. In sport, Samoa's Don Opelonge has qualified for the Paris Olympics. He lifted a total of 391 kilograms to win silver in the clean and jerk at the International Weightlifting Federation Cup in Phuket, Thailand. The International Weightlifting Federation says his 10th ranking for the Olympics makes him the best lifter from Oceania in all categories. And Marshall Islands champion weightlifter Matty Salso has qualified for the Paris Olympics. Matty lifted a total of 216 kilograms in the women's 59 kilogram at the Weightlifting Federation in Phuket. She placed 12 out of 44 entries to win a place for the Paris Olympics. She competed for the Marshall Islands at the 2016 Olympics in Brazil. World Netball has officially banned transgender women from competing at international level. Netball reporter Bridget Tunnicliffe has more.
Until now, World Netball hasn't had a policy around transgender and non-binary participation, but says it considers it necessary for the safety of athletes at the top level. The policy only applies to international women's competition, while for competitions below that, countries are expected to adopt their own policies. World Netball says the international play is physically demanding, involves frequent physical contact, which creates an inherent safety risk. The organisation says its policy is based on evidence which strongly suggests there's a retained physical advantage following the suppression of testosterone levels in those that have experienced the biological advantages of testosterone at any time in their life.
World and Paralympic shot put champion Lisa Adams is retiring from the sport with immediate effect, meaning she won't compete at the Paris Paralympics later this year. Lisa is the sister of two-time Olympic shot put champion Dame Valerie and of NBA basketballer Stephen Adams. And defending supercars champion Brody Kostecki will make his return to racing at the Taupo event next week. He's missed the opening two rounds due to a dispute with his Erebus team. And that's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, head over to our website, rnzi.com.